And now to the ongoing series of Democrats versus Republicans and one race where the challenger is a former pro football player and a newcomer to politics. That challenger, Democrat Heath Shuler, has a good chance of unseating eight-term Republican Charles Taylor in the 11th District of North Carolina. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The last time Heath Shuler took a job in the nation's capital, things didn't go the way he hoped. As quarterback for the Washington Redskins in the mid-90s, Shuler suffered through three disappointing seasons, throwing more interceptions than touchdowns and once leading his team to a last-placed finish. Now, as the 35-year-old strives to return to Washington, he's doing it without the helmet and pads.
How are you, sir? Great to see you. How you been?
I'm great. You?
Well, we're just staying as busy as we can.
Shuler is back in his native North Carolina mountains, where he's remembered as a high school and college football hero. And he's trying to win over voters in his first run for public office. In this mostly rural district, Shuler is running for Congress as a conservative Democrat, pro-gun, anti-abortion, and a promoter of what he calls mountain values.
That is our heritage. You know, if you look at the things that make us who we are, it's NASCAR racing, it's hunting and fishing and hiking and being in the outdoors. It's about having character, integrity. Your whole life you've been taught the difference between right and wrong.
Shuler's emphasis on right and wrong is a not-so-subtle jab at his opponent, Republican Charles Taylor. The 65-year-old incumbent is a congressional power broker on budget matters, but faces scrutiny for what critics consider to be ethical lapses. Taylor received contributions from Jack Abramoff. He's chairman of a bank that was involved in a fraud scandal, and the Wall Street Journal recently accused him of earmarking money in the federal budget to benefit his own business. Taylor vehemently denies those charges, but Shuler talks about them in his campaign speeches.
What we're seeing in Washington is about self-interest. We all, I hope you have all read the Wall Street Journal of last week. We all saw that and we recognize that's not the example of the character that we need in Washington.
Congressman Taylor bristles at the ethics allegations. He's threatened to sue the Wall Street Journal for its article, which he says is full of errors and innuendo. Taylor notes he's never been charged with a crime or called before the ethics committee, and says questions about his integrity are just a dirty trick by his opponents.
They can't campaign against me for the things I'm doing. The people have reelected me for the things I'm doing. So they have to make up some crime that they think is being committed and so forth. But right now the public is pushing it aside and watching what's really happening here in the 11th District, and that is we're improving areas in education, health care, and the economy.
Let's have a round of applause for Congressman Charles Taylor.
Thank you very much.
As Taylor campaigns, he portrays his congressional budget power as an important asset for an out-of-the-way district that didn't used to receive much federal largesse. Speaking to high school students this week, Taylor said universities, hospitals, and other local institutions benefit greatly from his funding earmarks.
We are directing the dollars in throughout Western North Carolina, and that will not be productively done if my opponent is elected, simply because I don't think he has a clue.
With the two candidates sharing many of the same conservative social views, the race has hinged on those questions of experience and ethics, issues that seem to cut both ways among voters who attended a recent political forum. Accountant Roger Wolf is a registered Republican, but says he'll vote for Democrat Shuler this year.
I have read many of the news accounts of Mr. Taylor's experiences reputation in the past, some of his business dealings that I don't have all the details, but they're suspect.
But Taylor still has the support of voter Clifton Philbeck, a recent college graduate. Philbeck praises the congressman for bringing federal funds to the mountains, and he dismisses Shuler's candidacy as an ego trip.
It just seems like he's just a football player who now has a lot of money, a lot of time. And, you know, he's not been involved in the political process. He just wants the fame.
Not since Congressman Taylor's first election in 1990 has he ever won less than 55% of the vote. But this year, polls have consistently shown Shuler with the lead, and Democrats hope the former quarterback can do something in politics he never did in the NFL, pull off a big upset victory. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.